This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, media watchers are watching the wrong things and missing the real trend. So says Slate know-it-all Jack Schaefer. First, in Washington, the ill political tempers of the day threaten the long traditions of the U.S. Senate, a place where political antagonists used to at least speak well of each other all the time. Now, many barely speak at all, but in one powerful Senate committee, you can still see the old courtliness and the political fortunes that lie behind it in two veteran senators, one a Republican, the other a Democrat. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Those two senators are Alaska Republican Ted Stevens and Hawaii Democrat Daniel Inouye. Their friendship is the stuff of legend in the halls of the Senate. Barbara Boxer is a California Democrat.
I would say that the relationship between Danny Inouye and Ted Stevens is as close as any I've seen in the Senate.
And John Sununu is a New Hampshire Republican.
Senator Inouye and Senator Stevens enjoy what is probably the closest relationship of any two members in the United States Senate, Democrat or Republican.
It's a relationship Boxer and Sununu can observe close up from their seats on the Senate Commerce Committee. Stevens, who's 81, is the panel's new Republican chair, and Inouye, who's 80, is the ranking Democrat. But for Stevens, the two of them rank equally. As a matter of fact, he refers to Inouye as his co-chairman.
We're very close. We're known at home as brothers, without a question.
The two do have much in common. They represent the two so-called non-contiguous states. They've both served in the Senate since the 1960s. Both are World War II Army veterans, and both for years have steered military spending to their states as top members of the Appropriations Defense Panel. As the more loquacious Stevens explained at a recent Commerce Committee meeting, each plays off the other.
We have a team here. It's the old concept. Someone hits him high and someone hits him low. He's a high man. I'm the low man. In other words, be careful of me, but you can love him. All right. Thank you all very much.
As senators left the meeting, co-chairman Inouye reflected on his warm ties with Stevens.
I think many of our colleagues realize that if they're able to set aside some of the partisanship, much can be done. And we've proven that.
You and Senator Stevens, of course, have differences in terms of your politics.
Yes. All you got to do is look at the voting record.
Indeed, Stevens and Inouye have cast opposing votes on most of the contentious issues before the Senate. Stevens is strongly pro-business. Inouye is just as strongly pro-labor. Heading back to the Capitol on an underground tram, Stevens insists their political differences don't affect their friendship.
I've never had an argument with Dan Inouye. We have some disagreements. I voted for the war. He voted against it. We both made the same trip, though. He came to the conclusion that I didn't. I think he... Here he is.
An elevator door opens. Who should step in but Senator Inouye?
We're talking about you, brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said, we had any disagreements. I said, we didn't have any disagreements. I voted for the war. You voted against it. We didn't argue about it.
No.
What about Anwar?
I'm with him.
Inouye is one of only three Senate Democrats who voted last week in favor of opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, for oil exploration. It's a cause Stevens has championed for decades. Pat Towle is a former defense reporter who covered Stevens and Inouye for years. He says there can be a downside to having such close ties between top committee members.
There is a risk that if you get two guys who are very powerful, very used to working with each other, share in many respects a common worldview, maybe some of assumptions that ought to be questioned won't be questioned quite as vigorously as might happen. So there is that risk.
But it's a risk that both Stevens and Inouye seem to embrace.
Vandenberg used to say this, if you want me on board at the crash landing, I got to be on board with you at the takeoff. That's what we're doing.
If you look at our agenda, you will soon agree that it's the heaviest of all in the Congress.
For these two senior senators from the nation's two youngest states, shouldering that burden will likely be a task they take on equally, as they have for years. David Wellna, NPR News.